Jules began to understand just how important so very few of these great animals were to the overall lineage, and that if only a handful were taken out of the picture, the thoroughbred breeding industry would be significantly altered. It might even collapse. What if just the right horses were to be removed, rendered incapable of building a progeny, she wondered. How would this affect the thoroughbred industry today? What if instead of cloning a master breed, one could control the industry? Could a substance be developed and administered to an animal in such a way as to mask its delivery and residence while secretly destroying the offspring? A substance which could affect DNA? She knew it could and was on the verge of proving it when she was asked to leave Cornell University. Always a fan of the effects of testosterone, she would inject herself with a male hormone to maintain a more potent sex drive, allowing her to achieve deeper and more frequent orgasms. Failing to detect changes in her mood, which caused her to become more aggressive, her fascination didn't stop with merely using the synthetic hormone. She began a series of questionable experiments that placed her in a precarious position among her classmates and instructors. It's hard to say what makes one person good and another one evil, whether it's genetics, karma, or the way of God. Jules had come from good parents, had been given every opportunity to develop herself along ethical lines, but it always seemed that whenever confronted with a choice, she chose the wicked path. Unconscionable, self-serving, and in a morbid way, destructively controlling, she would have been an all-American candidate at torture, if the sports world incorporated torture in its wide world of endeavor. Her theory was that a genetic substance could lie dormant in the molecules of body cells, activating in the male testes with the explosive power of testosterone during the manufacture of semen, and when passed to the egg during fertilization, could alter the DNA code, affecting the offspring. She wasn't completely sure of the altering capabilities, but she knew a variety of results were possible. She was fully aware that she wasn't getting any younger, and that now was the time to finally perfect her theory and put it to the test. It was this way of thinking and her reputation, both in and out of the classroom, that caused enough concern with the ethics committee, who recommended that she be dismissed from the College of Veterinary Medicine in Ithaca, New York.